Francis Barsund, a former information minister in Central Equatorial State, who is now a lecturer at the University of Juba, says state officials directed the Minister of Law Enforcement to dispatch police to his residence and threw out his belongings. Barsund admits he received a warning from state authorities about a week ago to vacate the house, but he says he objected because the state has yet to pay his post-service benefits.
Warning only for 7 days. Sometimes back, but the dues were not given, and when the warning was given, we had to go to the Minister of Justice, because that is the right person to decide on how constitutional post holders should be treated in terms of eviction. So the minister wrote to the governor requesting that they have a meeting such that they can agree on amicable solution. Unfortunately, the governor couldn't do it, and then immediately he sent the police. Just the day before yesterday, the police came and said they were coming again today. Yesterday they couldn't throw me out because there was rain, and so they came today in big number with their workers, and my things are now outside.
Barsund says he contacted the State Ministry of Justice over the matter and asked to be given more time to move out of the government house. He says the Justice Ministry referred him to the Central Equatorial State Attorney General. He says it is a shame to see former constitutional post holders like himself treated this way and evicted on such short notice.
Up to now, according to what the police told me, those who came to me, they said 7 people have been affected and they are still going ahead. We have about 54 people. But of course, we are just people who are not soldiers. I don't know what they will do to the soldiers, those who are officers. Those, there are generals in the army. I don't know whether they will also be thrown out. I don't know. So we are affected seriously, and I don't know what to do.
James Moga, another former state official, accuses state authorities of being inconsiderate, especially since they are evicting individuals during the rainy season. He says the former officials did not receive a prior notification earlier and were surprised to see police officers moving their belongings outside.
The law says you must give some time, especially in the rainy season like this. You must give some time because you cannot evict somebody during the rainy season. You cannot throw somebody's property outside in the rain. You need to have, because some people have children who are in the neighboring schools around the residence, you need to make sure that the academic year has closed so that if they move to a new house, they need to transfer their children with them to new schools.
Central Equatorial State Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement, Moro Genesio, says Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony told him to execute the order to evict former state officials in Juba who continue to occupy government houses, but Genesio says he had yet to enforce the order.
I am still to issue a statement of final warning for their removal from their houses. Something I do not have clue about. Maybe I will have to find out later. We don't really need to enforce them, but it's good that they have to come to the state secretariat and notify the administration that they are ready to quit, and the state secretariat should be able to send someone to pick the keys. That is what we want. We do not really want that inconveniences where we get involved into tussle with them, it will show a bad image.
Genesio says state laws give any former constitutional post holder between 3 and 6 months after being relieved from a political post before being evicted from a government property.
The reality is that these houses are for political appointees. And immediately someone is relieved, he has to stay there for 3 months and then he leaves the premises. Or if more, maybe 6 months only. But to our dismay, some of them have stayed now for more than expected since the appointment of the government in the current 10 states. They have been occupying this place. We wrote to legal administration to serve them with the notice.
Genesio says he does not know how many former officials still occupied government houses.
I can't establish exactly because some of them were given by then the state government. It was given in respect like there are those veterans who are given government houses. There are also people from the national government who do not have space who are given government houses in the state. So we are segregating them. And it is difficult now for me to establish the exact number of people who are occupying government houses. But the number is large.
Basson says the state government should not be allowed to evict former officials before paying their service benefits. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.